This is the second diary poem, Uses of the Appalachian Fall. It follows on the first diary poem, Uses of the Appalachian Fall, which finishes, "What songs of use fall gold for its famished creatures? That moonless one so far that stole the future, or the sunless one so close that stole a child." And this is the second poem. "That stole a child? What sunless one is out there in the hills' blue shadows that they know will come and take away the very flesh of living? What one that moonlessly will trap their staring soul alone, scared torchlit with its possum eyes in wire, so that the next step can never happen, never the next new scent or difference in wild between cob and seed or apple, pear and melon, that future tasting on the tongue but gone? The dance is a ballet, so moves like a rumour, glides lithely, then springs up with terror, like a gunshot in the crags at the horizon. Then mellow, 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 like a child, swathed and swaddled mellowly in slumber, since children taste sleep like solid supper, if the appetite's more sudden in possession. There is the use here of suddenness to own, and suddenness to defend the hearth's power. But I crave now mellowness, like some song of slaves about Gilead's balm. Not any quiver when the mountain monster enters like a zephyr and carries off the child in its arms. When it cradles up in rugs the smiling sleeper and carries off the future in its arms. Then what would need to be involved again, except the monochrome ballet and stayed water, forever like some mill stream grinding down? Why would the dance resort to any figure wild, erratic and mechanical as a gun, unless he came to return the rumoured life, if by him stolen, if not steal into woods to bring it home? If it's all about the loss and something out there, the idea of use is not in temporal bounds, nor is there any need to trust the hunter. All within the dance stretch out uncaught on the ground."